we know that music is a language that students learn to speak that really, like theater, like dance, like the arts, allows students to really express who they are and all that is inside of them. And it's a wonderful opportunity for students to have this language. In 2013 at Hopkins Junior High School, in order to celebrate and recognize the 10-year renewal of the music education program, a group of Hopkins families got together and made very generous contribution to commission a piece in honor of the music education program and in honor of Mr. Conway. And this evening we have a very, very special opportunity to hear for the very first time that piece of music that was commissioned in 2013. At that time, the Hopkins community went to renowned composer Mr. Richard Meyer and asked him to write a piece specifically for Hopkins and in honor of their accomplishments. It is my pleasure to reintroduce Mr. Richard Meyer.
All right, thank you everybody. Beautiful playing on that last piece, students. Okay, so the parents come to me and say, we want a piece for this group. I had clinicked the group a couple of years ago, and it's quite amazing for a middle school group. So I said, oh, I can write most anything I want, and they'll be able to play it. Most anything. So I kind of approached it as writing for a high school group, because I knew it would get covered. And then when I saw Greg, I said, how's it going? He goes, that's okay, it's okay. And then the students play the heck out of it. They just played so well this morning. So, it's okay, it's coming along. So I didn't know what to write. I said, I've never done an Indian-type flavored piece. A little Bollywood sound to that. I went online, started listening to some things. Then it came up with a piece by Nickel Creek. Nickel Creek's a little folk group, and they did a cover of a rock piece called Hayloft. And they put a Bollywood-type beat and a really cool groove to it, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to go for that. So this has kind of a jazz groove to it once it gets going. It uses non-traditional scales, not Western scales, but just a lot of strange flats here and there. I tried to use effects that imitate possibly Far Eastern instruments, Indian instruments. You're going to hear some slides. You might even be reminiscent of the Beatles, Air, George Harrison type stuff. And you're going to see some Indian drumming on the cellos and basses. And then odd harmonies. I love harmonies that you don't expect. So in the middle slow part of this, this puts this orchestra all over the peach orchard, here, there, and everywhere, changing keys, lots of accidentals, and they play it really well. That's not easy for string players to do. So as you just heard, this is the world premiere of Mirage. And I said, oh, Mirage, what a great title. I've never done a piece. And let me change the spelling to give it a little exotic look. So M-I-R-A-J. And then I went online just to see what Mirage was. And it happened to be a city in India that makes string instruments. So I thought, it's got to be called Mirage. And I'm proud to premiere with these guys. They've worked real hard. It's going to be fun. We hope it's going to be published with the name of the group on it. We hope it's going to sell a whole bunch of stuff to other groups. I know a lot of high schools will be playing it and middle schools that can handle it. But I hope it becomes just part of the core literature for this age. When you're writing a piece, it all sounds great on the computer. Okay? So you know, you punch all the notes in, the computer plays anything. But it's lacking that human element, and I'm always worried and wondering, is it going to work with students? Is it going to work with real-life people playing it? And this one does. I was really happy. And I think you're going to dig it. You're going to like it. So here is the world premiere of Mirage.